Transportation modes. Exhibit 7-30 lists each transportation mode along with some pros and cons. Each of the modes of transportation is discussed more next. Note that electronic distribution might be considered yet another mode of transportation, but it is not addressed here. Water. Two major subsets of water transport are ocean and inland waterway. Ocean transport includes container ships as well as many other types of ocean vessels for specialty hauling. Inland waterways include rivers, canals, and so on. This transportation medium is provided by nature and or is maintained by governments, so carriers do not bear any capital cost for it. However, there may be fees for using waterways, especially for the use of locks and dams, such as in the Panama Canal. Terminals may be provided by governments, but private ownership is becoming more common. Carriers pay fees for the use of the terminals. These fees are passed on to customers. Carriers may own or lease their vessels. This is the main capital fixed cost for carriers. Water transport is slow but low in cost because most vessels have large cargo areas and can spread the fixed cost of the vessel over many units. Water is one of the few economically viable options for moving very dense, low-value cargo such as ore. It is available for end-to-end shipments between shipper and consignee only when both are located on a waterway. Otherwise, some type of local pickup and delivery will also be needed. Rail transport, like water transport, is low in cost. The variable cost is very low due to the fact that one engine and crew can haul about 100 rail cars, some of which may be double stacked. Each rail car can haul about 160,000 pounds, towed 72,575 kilograms. High fuel efficiency plus the high hauling capacity make the variable cost per unit of weight very low. However, unlike water transport, rail operators own and maintain all of their own rail lines or lease access from other railroads. Therefore, railway transport has a high fixed cost, and high volumes of traffic are needed so the cost can be spread over as many units as possible. Rail is best for durable, dense, and low-value goods in part because the line haul cost is lower than that for road, especially for dense cargo. Rail is also useful for hauling shipping containers with many types of goods over long distances, provided the goods are protected from the rough ride typical of rail transport. However, while rail speed over long distances is good, delays can be a problem. Delays can be due to competing uses for the lines or terminal switching. In Europe, delays and added costs are caused by the differences in rail gauge between countries, for example, between Spain and France. Also, unless both shipper and consignee are on a connected rail line, pickup and delivery charges will apply. Road. Road transport includes semi-trucks as well as a large variety of short-haul and specialty vehicles, including transportation of containers without unloading them. The roadways are maintained by governments, and these costs are not generally passed on other than in the form of taxes and fees. Road terminals are typically owned and operated by the carriers, but government or private ownership also occurs. Vehicles may be owned or leased, but they represent a small capital cost, especially in comparison to rail. The main costs, including labor, fuel, and charges for vehicle wear and tear, depreciation, are variable. A major plus for road is flexibility. It can provide direct end-to-end transport. Road is used for all sorts of transport, but it is better than other modes at transporting small volumes to diverse destinations. A truck payload can be up to about 100,000 pounds, tilled 45,359 kilograms, less than for a railcar load. Road transport is relatively fast and moderately priced, especially if truckload quantities are shipped. It is, however, more expensive than rail or water given long distances. Air. Air transport includes dedicated cargo planes, for example UPS, as well as cargo space on commercial flights. Air is by far the most expensive form of transport, but it is also faster than any other form. It can cut lead times from weeks to a day or two, including pickup and delivery. Air transport is very gentle on cargo, and very little packaging is needed, but there are limits to both cargo space and weight. Air is primarily a variable cost due to high fuel and other operating costs, and the variable costs airlines pay for terminal access. The terminals are paid for by governments, but the cost of the leased or owned aircraft is very high and makes up the largest portion of the carrier's costs. There must be suitable airports within a distance that is acceptable to the supplier and the customer. Air is generally an option for emergency expediting, despite the higher net cost, as well as for expensive and light goods or expensive perishable goods such as fresh fish. In some industries, it might be the primary mode of transport. Air can also be an option offered to customers simply by passing the added cost on to them. Pipeline. Pipelines move high volumes of liquids and slurries, or such as coal or iron suspended in liquid, but are generally constructed for just one type of material such as crude oil. They have very high capital costs and very low operating costs. For industries that can use them, they are far less expensive than rail, the main alternative. They are unaffected by weather and operate continuously. On the downside, getting new lines approved often takes years due to regulatory hurdles, environmental challenges, and the right-of-way permissions required. They can also suffer from power outages and need to be maintained to prevent corrosion. Intermodal. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines intermodal transport as follows. 1. Shipments moved by different types of equipment, combining the best features of each mode. 2. The use of two or more different carrier modes in the through movement of a shipment. Intermodal transport is used for line haul and it requires special logistics. This is often done with containers, which can be transported on trucks to a terminal, then on an ocean carrier to a terminal, then on rail, and so on. An example is the use of a container ship to transport goods from Asia to the U.S. West Coast, and then transporting containers by rail to the East Coast, thus avoiding the high Panama Canal fees.